And you know, sir, the Lord Jesus said, listen, don't be entangled with Solomon. Don't be entangled with Jonah. Don't be too much occupied with the temple. There is one that is greater than all of them. And it was none other but the Lord Jesus. And that's why, dear brethren, I want to read a few verses from Psalm 45. Because you know what? Here we have heard about the greatness of Christ. We have heard how He is the prophet, the priest, and king. And the end of every session, there was a question raised by Brother Mark. What is my response? I'm going to suggest something about your response. That the scripture tells us the kind of response that we should have for this blessed one. My heart is in tiding a good matter. There is a good matter in the heart. When the heart is occupied with the Lord Jesus Christ, then that heart wants to make much of Him. You still remember that this psalm is divided in two parts. The first part is somebody composing something. The second part, it's a description of the garments and everything. There is a person that is drawing something. But when it comes to the composition of things, he says, I speak the things which I have composed. Dear brethren, when we go home, I trust before the Lord. I know what goes on in the house. We are living right now the time of the playoffs. Basketball, right? Hockey, wonderful. People like to exercise. It profiteth a little, right? But I just trust before the Lord that before it comes to the Lord's day, that you and I will be before the Lord with the desire that I will compose something touching the King. That when we surround Him in the morning, if the Lord would leave us here, that there will be much praise that none of us, especially brothers, even sisters in a quiet way, but brothers in a public way, that we will come with hands that is filled of Christ. And we can speak and compose things touching the King. And that's why it is so important, dear brethren. I heard that from an older brother. He says, if you are still awake on Saturday late night into Sunday morning, please try not to do so. Go to bed by 11. Be prepared to meet the Lord. And the most dangerous thing when our minds are occupied with all the filth of the entertainment Saturday night. And here comes Sunday morning. Are we going to turn the button on? And we are spiritual? We're going to make much of Christ? It was something that was prepared. I speak the things which I have composed. When the wise men came from the east, they didn't come into the presence of the Lord and they said, okay, let us generate the gold, the myrrh, and the frankincense. They brought it with them. They have composed it. They had put it together. When Mary of Bethany, when she had poured the alabaster box, she didn't say, well, when the Lord Jesus, when I come into His presence, I'll find something and pour it at His feet. She had something that was prepared for approximately the salary of a whole year. And she poured it at His feet. Dear brethren, that's what we'd like to do tomorrow. That's what we'd like to do through the endless age of eternity. But tomorrow we have the privilege to break our alabaster boxes. Tomorrow we have the privilege to speak the things which you and I have composed. Listen, let's be real. It is so easy to turn to the hymn book and say, well, let's sing hymn number, which one do you like? 439. How blessed the home, the Father's house. It is so easy for a brother to use the composition of someone else and bring it forth before the Lord. Nothing wrong with it. Amen to it. Because that's part of our worship. But how wonderful it will be when you and I will compose something that I have made. I have composed, touching the King. And then it speaks about Him, Thou art fairer than all the sons of men. Dear brethren, if we cannot see His beauty, then we're missing something. If we might consider that TV show or that movie or that game or whatever it is that attract our hearts and attract our eyes, that I prefer it more than Christ, there's something wrong with us. When the heart is in tiding good matter, we could tell that thou art fairer than all the sons of men. I dare to say that in the body of the Lord Jesus, there was nothing that was defective. On the cross, there was no beauty. There was all the blood and all the things that have tainted me, if you can say that, that the beauty of the Lord was not seen. But I certainly like to think, dear brethren, that his nose was perfect, his eyes were perfect. His looks were perfect, like when people looked at him, indeed he was fairer than all the sons of men, literally and spiritually. And we have said that he is the king that's going to come to set his rights. He's going to set the kingdom of God. You know, earlier, brother, you reminded us when it's going to take place. Listen, the first thing he's going to do when he comes is exactly what Solomon did. He brought Joab and put him to death. He brought Abiathar, put him to death. Shimei, put him to death. The priest, you put him to death. They were all in opposition to Christ. And when the Lord Jesus shall come and establish his kingdom, the political world, the religious world, and every other feature of any world will be at his feet. And so that the rights of God shall be ever maintained and the kingship of Christ will be recognized by all. I trust and I pray that his kingship is recognized by all. And the proof of it is that you and I tomorrow collectively, you will bring what you have composed and the other brother will bring which he has composed. And all of us will bring things which we have composed and make much of Christ. As it were, what Jacob or what Joseph told his brethren, go tell my father of all my glory here in Egypt. And dear brethren, you and I to have this privilege to come toward the ears of God and tell him of all the glories of his well-beloved son. It's a privilege that there's nothing that comes close to it. And I trust and I pray that these things concerning him and all what we have heard today will be very dear and near and precious to our hearts for his name's sake.